An interesting question came up at the end of last week. Somebody asked me that they're davening at home at the moment because of lockdown, not coming to shul, and they daven at home with their wife and family. Is there any requirement for a mechitza? So the whole halakha of mechitza is very, very interesting because it doesn't actually appear anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch that you need a mechitza for a shul or for davening. And it's taken as self-evident by the Achronim, though, that you do need a mechitza in a shul. The point is that the details aren't discussed in any of the classical poskim. There is reference to the notion of the Tikkun Gadol that was erected in the Ezrat Nashim on the second night of Sukkot for the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, but that's really the only reference we've got in the Gemara. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk at all about the height or the thickness or the positioning of the mechitza, and that's something which is discussed exclusively by the Acharonim. But certainly one of the things that seems clear from the Achronim is that the requirement of a mechitza isn't particularly a din in tefillah, but is a din in the makom tefillah, the place where one is davening, meaning that if a person's just davening by themselves, they're saying tefillah, but they're davening by themselves or just a couple of people, doesn't matter if a woman is present. This hasn't been constituted as a formal makom tefillah, formal place of tefillah, and therefore there's no requirement to have a mechitza in that context. Whereas if it's a formal makom tefillah, whether it's a proper shul or even if it's a temporary shul, then it would require a mechitza. So two of the Achronim do actually address the question of exactly under what circumstances a mechitza is required. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Henkin, Zichron Olivracha. Rav Henkin, who was Nifta just 2 or 3 weeks ago in Shelot Tshuvot B'nei Vanim, he says that a temporary place of tefillah only requires a mechitza if two conditions are fulfilled. The first condition is that it's being used for tefillah both by men and women. If the women are there but they're not davening, then there's no requirement for a mechitza. And second of all, that the place is being used solely for the purpose of tefillah. But if it's being used for something else as well, then it doesn't need a mechitza. So therefore, in a wedding hall, for example, very often before or after the chuppah, people get together and they daven ma'ariv. And there's women around, but there's no requirement for a mechitza because, number one, generally the women aren't davening with the men. And even if there are one or two women davening with the men, it's not like they're established as a tzibur for that purpose. And second of all, that there's plenty of other things going on in the hall. People are eating their reception food and taking photos and making a lot of noise, etc., etc. And therefore, it can't be defined as a makom tefillah. Parenthetically, I should say, I've always wondered about the appropriateness of davening ma'ariv in a wedding hall when there's so many other things going on. It's not exactly an environment which is conducive to focused tefillah. It's not like where one's at the airport where sometimes you've got no choice but to daven there. It was too early to daven mincha when you left home, and it's going to be too late to daven mincha when you get to your destination. But at a wedding, you can always find somewhere else to daven somewhere quieter outside, or go elsewhere to daven ma'ariv before or after, whatever it is. So that's just flagging that up as a general question. On the other hand, if you've got, say, a group of people going away for a Shabbaton, and they're taking over one of the rooms in wherever they are as to use as the Beit Knesset, and Friday night everybody davens together, Shabbat everybody davens together, etc., etc., then that is an area which is established as a makom tefillah, and therefore it requires a mechitza, because the women are part of the congregation, and there aren't other things going on there at all. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a Tshuva Nigrot Moshe Chelek Chet Simon Yud Bet, also discusses this question, comes to a slightly different conclusion, and he says that the definition of a place of tefillah which requires a mechitza is a place which is open to the public. But if it's not open to the public, if it's just a private, presumably ad hoc minyan, so then it doesn't require a mechitza. If it's, I assume that if it's a permanent arrangement, arrangement, even if it's perhaps only somebody in their family, then it might need a mechitza because it's going to have the status of a Beit Knesset or a Makom Tefillah. But if it's just ad hoc, and it's not open to everybody, then it doesn't need a mechitza. So therefore, he says that, for example, if you've got a Sheva Brachot at home, and after the Sheva Brachot, you're davening Maariv together. So even though the women might still be in the room and might even be davening Maariv alongside, there's no requirement for a mechitza because it's not a public place. A person can't just come into the house and daven Maariv with you. On the other hand, a shiva house where the front door is open and anybody comes in to the, for the tefillot, so that's a public place and therefore requires a mechitza. It's also interesting that both Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe Feinstein say that on an occasional basis it's fine for a woman to come into the main part of the shul to daven if that's necessary. Sometimes it happens that you have a shul which doesn't have mechitza arrangements, say during the week, and a woman shows up to davening, maybe to say Kaddish or to bench Gomel, or maybe just because she wants to daven in a minyan. So there would definitely be a question whether it's a good practice to have a shul which doesn't have arrangements for women to be able to come to shul. But sometimes that's the reality, and sometimes that's what shuls do. So there's a woman allowed to come in and sit at the back, and both Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe say that's all right. She shouldn't go and sit at the front on Mizrach, but she can come in, sit at the back discreetly, and that's fine. There's no need for her to stand outside in a corridor or to hang in through a window or something like that. It should also be pointed out that in any event, whether there's not a mechitza because it's a private minyan, or whether it's because it's just a person davening at home with the family, nevertheless, you can't say Dvarim Shebikdusha. You're not allowed to say Tefillot in the presence of a woman who's not properly dressed, and therefore care should always be taken that there's no Gilui Erva. None of the parts of the body which are usually uncovered are uncovered, and that the laws of Tzniut as defined in Shulchan Aruch are followed for this sort of tefillah. Ad kan.